Marty Griffin. This makes me blow my stack. The death rate at long-term care facilities exploded with COVID. Insane. About 1% of the population, with well over 200,000 dead. It's insane. It's ridiculous. It's criminal, man. Ask the U.S. Attorney's Office as they pursue. Ask federal prosecutors as they pursue. Ask civil attorneys as they pursue Brighton Rehab. Criminals, they allege. Right? So check this out. So you would think, with folks dying in vast numbers in these facilities, you would think they would order employees to get vaccinated. You would think employees would go nuts to get vaccinated. No. The state rate of vaccination for long-term care employees, about 53%. That's it. For comparison's sake, UPMC's employees pushing 80% vaccinated. They have tens of thousands of employees. And listen to these numbers. This is what had me ready to punch a wall over the weekend. Brighton Rehab, they had 85 deaths. You know this, right? Hundreds of cases, 85 dead. Only 44% of the staff got vaccines. It's disgusting, man. Twin Lakes Rehab and Healthcare, 30 deaths, 43% of the staff vaccinated. Man, how are they allowed to do this? Caring Heights Community Care and Rehab Center, 29 dead. Only 42% of the staff got vaccinated. It's disgusting, man. Manor Care Healthcare Services, Bethel Park, 22 dead. 38% of the staff vaccinated. Who lets this happen? No, really. Katanning Care Center, 21 dead. 39% rehab. At the rehab got vaccines. Murraysville Rehab and Wellness Center. Man. 19 dead. 33% get vaccinated. That's criminal, man. That's disgusting. It's despicable. So think of this. Your loved one is in one of these facilities. Your mom, your dad, your uncle, your sister, your next door neighbor, your cousin, who knows? And most of the folks taking care of them refuse to get the vaccine. It just hacks me off. A guy I go to all the time when it comes to this sort of scenario, a man who fights for folks in long-term care right now and is right in the middle of litigation involving Brighton Rehab, Rob Pierce. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty.
The numbers, Rob, are astoundingly low. When you saw them, sir, how did you react?
Very discouraging. You know, you and I have been talking about this for over a year now. This matter has divided us quite candidly as a country. It's become political. I assume that those that work within the medical field understand the vaccines, what they can do, how they can protect not just themselves, but the residents. And yet you see plenty of facilities that are well below half of the staff getting vaccinated. And it's really discouraging to people involved in this from a litigation standpoint, but much more so for our residents who are placing loved ones in facilities because they're subjecting them to infection from staff, and that's just wrong.
You know, Rob, it irks me to no end. It just made me so mad that these folks watched nearly 100 people die in Brighton Rehab, yet only 44% of their staff got vaccinated. Rob, what the hell's going on? I mean, why don't they order them to, buddy?
An employer is allowed and able to require employees to get vaccinated, but many are not doing so. You know, if an employee has a medical reason that they can't get a vaccination, right, they're not required. Right. If they have a sincerely held religious belief, they're not required.
Right.
The real problem I think we're facing is an employment situation where employers are afraid that if they require this and employees refuse to do so, then they have to let them go and they can't replace them.
Wow.
And so you have a shortage of employees out there that are able to care for people. And quite candidly, that's part of the problem we have within the field of those that care for our elderly loved ones, there aren't enough trained and skilled employees to take care of them, and losing one or two of them can impact your ability to run the facility. And that's just a scary thought.
Hey, Rob, we defend these hardworking folks at these facilities. You do, I do, everybody does. They're underpaid, understaffed, crazy hours. I cannot defend the ignorance of not getting a vaccine. How in the hell, honestly, with a good conscience, can they go in there with folks who could die in 2 days and not get vaccinated? What the hell is going on with these folks? Can you put your finger on it, Rob?
I really cannot.
Man.
You know, Marty, you mentioned, for example, UPMC at 80%
right.
and Brighton down at 40%. Let's assume for the moment the pandemic didn't exist a year ago, 2 years ago, and I were to say to you, you have an option of putting your loved one in facility A, where 80% of the staff is vaccinated against infectious diseases.
Exactly.
But the other facility, B, 60% refuse to get a vaccination. Where are you going to put that loved one?
Exactly.
Look at it from a business standpoint, if nothing else. Where's a more attractive place for people to go because it's safer? And that's a facility where people are vaccinated. And I just don't understand why in the state of Pennsylvania we have so many of these facilities that are not requiring their employees to be vaccinated. At a bare minimum, it makes no business sense.
It doesn't, man. Hey, Rob, I ain't putting my loved one in there. Would you? Would you put your loved one in a facility where only 38% of the folks are vaccinated? Would you, sir?
When I've been on your show before and you've asked me, what do people need to do, I've always told them to check the statistics. This is a state statistic that should scare people,
right.
Should make them look very, very closely about where they're putting a loved one, and ask a serious question. If I have options, how do I put my loved one in a place that's safe? And you should know these statistics before doing so.
Attorney Rob Pierce. Hey, Rob, from a legal standpoint, man, doesn't this just add more gunpowder to you blasting this facility in your litigation at Brighton? You go in there and say, not only did they not take care of my patients, they refused to get vaccinated. Honestly.
I think that's a fact that is important for all of us to note, both on my side, on behalf of victims, and behalf of Brighton as an employer.
Hey, Rob, should it be law? If you work here, you get vaccinated, it's the law. If you don't get the vaccine, go home. If they're going to act like children, should they be treated like adults? And adults have to follow the law.
I think right now the vaccine is a recommendation by the federal government,
right.
Not a requirement.
It is.
Once that changes to a requirement, or if that changes, then I think employers will be much more comfortable requiring all employees to be vaccinated.
Hey, Rob, there are school districts all over this country that if my kid doesn't get the flu shot, my kid doesn't go to school. I'm telling those employees, you don't get the shot, you stay home, you make it a law, they all get vaccinated. And it can't happen sooner, right? It has to happen. Something.
Something has to be done for those in the medical field because, you know, when you work in the medical field, you cannot, in many of those jobs, work from home. It's a hands-on
That's right.
job where you're caring for
That's
sick
right.
people. And so they're just, whether it's an education of the employees, whether it's telling people to leave their political views at the door,
That's right.
we're talking about trying to help sick people. And part of that requires you, an employee, to do certain things to protect not just yourself, but other patients in that facility. And that just needs to happen again.
Hey, Rob, as my niece says and nails it, so I'm not allowed to take my loved one into a long-term care facility. I can't go to visit them. I can't bring the kids, the wife, no one. Yet these clowns won't get vaccinations. It's ridiculous.
It is. And look, they want to create a bubble where they keep the residents safe by vaccinating the residents. They want to keep outside influences from family members
right.
from bringing the virus in.
Right.
And yet you have, in this case, up to 60% of the employees not getting vaccinated, coming in and out day after day after day.
Rob Pierce, you're the best. Thanks, brother.
Thank you, sir.
It's explosive stuff. It's scary as hell.